Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. North Dakota State Fair is just around the corner, and of course, Game and Fish has a huge presence at the fair. My guest this week is Greg Gullickson. Greg is the outreach biologist for the Game and Fish Department here in Minot, which hosts the fair. We're going to talk about some of the various venues and things that go on. We've been involved, Game and Fish, with the fair for a very long time.
It's been a long time. In fact, it wasn't always the North Dakota State Fair. Previous to that, we have actually pictures of our Game and Fish biologists that were here in the 30s trying to educate people about the outdoors and education and recreation. We've had the more formal setting here on the fairgrounds since the early 90s. We started with just a couple circus tents basically that we were set up on, and with a big hole in the ground that we stocked fish in that worked some years and didn't work others. Since then, boy, we've came a long ways, Tom. We have close to a dozen buildings out here. The pond is up and running, stocked full of fighting game fish, and it looks to be another great year for a fair.
Like you mentioned, these little small circus tents that they used for an information booth, and that has kind of morphed into a masterpiece of outdoor fun. The Outdoor Skills Park is really a garden spot, as you can see, trees and shade and
It's a destination for fairgoers. Out here on the midway, or walking around down Machinery Row or through some of the commercial buildings, there's a lot of sunshine. We dodge a thunderstorm now and then. And yeah, inside the Game and Fish area, we have ample shade, lots of trees in here, the green grass. It's just it's like being in the outdoors, but right in the middle of a state fair.
Let's talk about some of the various venues that we offer here. We do have something for pretty much everybody that's interested in the outdoors. First of all, let's talk about the hunting venue.
Well, in our hunter education area, we run students through a mini course, and there's no age limit on that as well, so it can be anyone from 1 year old to 100 years old. In fact, we've got an elderly lady that comes every year just to make sure she can still plunk the bullseye over there. We run them through a miniature hunter ed course where we teach them a little bit about getting a sight picture on a gun, lining up those sights so that you know what you're shooting at, safe gun handling, the different types of firearms. It's basically just a small little introduction course to hunter ed. And I guess kind of the carrot at the end of that is they actually get to shoot a pellet gun and try to plink at some of those steel targets that we have set up. It's a very safe range that we have here, and certainly draws a lot of attention.
Safety is the key word there. Archers are also taken care of as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department is heavily involved in the National Archery in the Schools program. We use that same equipment out here at the fair. We let the archers run them through a quick little class on bow information, bow safety, the parts, show them how to properly draw the bow, and then they actually get to plink at some both round targets and some 3D targets as well.
One of the most popular venues out here every year, and it's always a madhouse with kids and really fun, is of course the fishing venue behind us.
Yeah, the fishing pond certainly is very popular. We have displays of live fish that you can look at. We have a little pavilion that you walk through, learn a little bit about knot tying, fish identification. We have a lot of fish mounts in there, and different information on fisheries in North Dakota, whether it's aquatic nuisance species, how we develop certain lakes, contour maps. From there, you move outside of that pavilion and actually get to go out on a casting dock and practice your luck trying to hit a target casting. Moving on onto the dock then, we kind of go back to the days of Andy Griffith. It doesn't get any simpler, the fishing that we do out here. It's a cane pole, a hook with a little bit of worm on it, a small split shot, and a bobber. And yeah, the fish are...
And a lot of hungry fish.
And a lot of hungry fish. And so far, even in the days leading up to the fair, boy, there's been some really good fishing action. And hats off to our fisheries crew for providing that great fishery that we have up here.
The trappers and fur takers aren't left out either.
That's right. Those that are in the fur bearing industry, they do a lot of education on how to trap different species, some predator calling, and then identification of different types of traps and what you'd use that type of trap for. They have a wide variety of fur bearers, I think pretty close to 36 different fur bearers that you can identify. You can even take home a little scrap of fur and some fur bearer identification cards.
You took a big hit here in the flood of 2011. You took that time to actually become resourceful. You took an old building that we had, revamped it, made it into a really nice information booth.
You're right, Tom. And you know, we, like many in the Minot and the Souris River Valley, we took a negative and made a positive out of it. The whole fairgrounds, the whole area, especially the conservation park, really got spruced up after that. We did acquire a new building, a new little chunk of land out here out at the fairgrounds. We've now turned that building into a Four Seasons building. So Once the fair is done, it's not just that we pack up everything and go away. We still have wildlife club meetings. Several different groups utilize the pond, whether it's 4-H, Boy Scouts. We've got a pretty strong presence of wildlife clubs in the Minot area that have their meetings out at that new building. And it also serves for our east information cabin during the fair. We still have our west information cabin when you come in from the west gate. So it offers a place for people to visit with a game and fish biologist on either end of our area. So, and that's a really popular thing. We really get a lot of good questions. We get a few pats on the back during that time. We get a few fingers in our chest saying, hey, I'd like you to improve that. And that's how we learn as an agency and have a chance to educate the public out there on what we do, why we do it.
Sure.
And we get a lot of great suggestions from the public, from the sportsmen and women as well.
If you've ever spent any time at the State Fair, you know on the Midway there's not a lot of shade. There's days when it can be extremely hot at the end of July. One of the great things about the Outdoor Skills Park is the shade, the picnic areas, and places just to sit down and relax for a little bit.
Yeah, we've got pretty close to 24 picnic tables that we have out during the fair, and we see a lot of families that just come in here just to kind of relax for a little bit, get in the shade, let the kids go out on the dock, and just kind of relax. And probably the best thing about the whole area during the fair, Tom, is the price. The whole area, all the activities that we do out here, it's all free. So this is one area you can stop, relax, rest, get some shade, and enjoy it. We're open all 9 days of the fair from 1 o'clock till 7 o'clock. So come on out and see us. If you're coming to a concert, allow for a little extra time before that. If you have the family out for the day, make sure to stop off the Midway for a little bit, stop into the game and fish area. And again, it's a great area. And you know, the nice thing about the pond too, we don't just put the fish in right before the fair and then haul them out after the fair. These fish are in the pond year-round. It's open to summertime fishing. It's a great urban fishery. In fact, just the other night I was out here in the evening and there was 4 or 5 different families out there and their bobbers were a-bouncing. They were catching some fish, some nice bluegill, some perch, some trout.
Sure.
So a lot of great things that we have. And it's a great effort by our entire game and fish department to pull this off. So, you know, from the wildlife to enforcement, administration, our education folks, there's a lot of work that goes in the fair. You know, and one of our big partners, Tom, we've, you know, been active in this area for just about 2 decades now, and we really couldn't have pulled off what we're doing here without the support from the State Fair. Not only the State Fair board that is comprised of members from across the state, but the State Fair staff, maintenance workers to the assistant manager, Craig Rutland, and of course the manager of the State Fair, Renee Korsling. The State Fair has really been a great partner with the Game and Fish out here, and we look forward to offering this area for many more years to come. Another big thing that happens with the fair, it's not all Game and Fish staff that's out here. We rely heavily on our volunteers to pull this off. So if you're interested in volunteering with the Game and Fish Department, this would be an excellent time. You don't have to work all 9 days of the fair. That would get to be a little bit much, but you can come out and volunteer and make sure and contact our Bismarck Education Office if you're interested in volunteering for the Game and Fish.
Meet some new people that are interested in the outdoors.
Yes, every year we seem to get a few, Tom, and we always get new people coming through here. Some really nice visits with those landowners, with those farmers and ranchers
sure.
in North Dakota. As you know, the North Dakota State Fair has a pretty strong ag background to it, so there's a lot of people that house that wildlife on their land that come through our gates and really appreciate what we do here.
I know you're busy. I'll let you go, Greg. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
All the venues that Greg just described, including the fishing pier, hunting and hunter education, the archery range, the fur takers exhibit, and both information booths, will be open from 1 to 7 daily at the State Fair in Minot. The dates for the fair itself are July 22nd through the 30th. For Greg Gullickson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. See you again next week.